I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There's a nationwide curfew in Honduras today, but it couldn't stop hundreds of demonstrators from taunting Honduran soldiers outside the presidential palace. The demonstrators denounced the man who is now the acting president of Honduras. He replaced President Manuel Zelaya, who was ousted yesterday. Zelaya had insisted on going ahead with a referendum that might have allowed him to stay in power beyond the one-term limit. The Honduran military kicked him out of the country. One protester today said Hondurans want United Nations peacekeepers to intervene.
Queremos a los cascos azules. Queremos a los ejércitos que nos vengan a liberar.
We want the blue helmets. We want an army to liberate us. We don't want this man who usurped power. We want our president.
Frances Robles of the Miami Herald is there in the Honduran capital, Tegucigalpa. She spoke with us earlier this afternoon.
It's really interesting. I'm standing outside the presidential palace, and what I can see, I would say about two blocks, as far as I can see, are young men, some of them with handkerchiefs around their faces, other ones carrying clubs, and a number of just families and older people demanding the return of the president. But what's more interesting is that there's quite a contradiction in reaction here. If you watch the television news media, they're carrying on as if nothing had happened. Frankly, they're playing soap operas and cartoons.
When you say that some of the protesters have handkerchiefs around their faces, what's the purpose of that? Are they feeling they're at risk by being out?
I think they're trying to look menacing, frankly, because I don't see any authorities here making any effort to stop them from protesting. So I don't know if they're trying to hide their identities. I think some people are just trying to cover their mouths from smoke. You see a lot of people wearing the medicine masks that you see for the people protecting themselves from swine flu, because there are burning piles of trash and tires and things of that nature.
And those things that are burning are part of the protest?
Part of the protest, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. What do we hear in the background there right now, Frances?
What you're hearing is a number of people on loudspeakers demanding the return of the president and saying that they will not recognize Roberto Micheletti as the president of Honduras. They say that they're not leaving here until Manuel Zelaya comes back.
Until he comes back, and is there any indication that the former president will indeed be back?
I don't have that sense, because they have an uphill battle, because what I'm sensing here is a vast majority of the population, particularly the establishment. You have the Attorney General's office, you have the military, you have the Supreme Court, and you have Congress decidedly on the side of this new president, saying, you know, Zelaya has to go, and this is the way we had to do it, and we did it as constitutionally as we could.
Well,
and then you have a small percentage of the population that I'm watching now in front of the presidential palace saying, no, that's not the way things should be done.
And meanwhile, there is pressure coming in from the United States. Maybe you can tell us how significant that may or may not be, with Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama saying that they support the president who was ousted yesterday, that they believe that democracy should reign in Honduras. Here is what the acting president, though, has to say. This is Roberto Micheletti, who is speaking to Spanish TV.
Yo solo quiero decirles a ustedes que esta es una sucesión constitucional. Y yo creo que aquí nadie, ni Barack Obama, y mucho menos Hugo Chávez, tiene derecho a venir a amenazar a este país.
Frances, I don't know if you caught enough of that for me to ask you to translate for us. Did you hear that?
I did hear it. And actually, it's what he says is nobody has the right, not Barack Obama or Hugo Chávez, has the right to come and threaten Honduras. Because there had been some comments from Hugo Chávez sort of suggesting that this warranted military action.
To what extent does he fear what either Hugo Chávez or certainly Barack Obama has to say about the coup that happened that brought him to power yesterday? I mean, the United States has been close to the Honduran military, but then we have the military, the Supreme Court of Honduras, the Congress of Honduras, the Catholic Church, the Episcopal Church, all coming out in favor of this coup. I mean, what does that say in terms of how the U.S. and its influence is viewed there?
The U.S. is in a bit of a tight spot, because what you have here is a number of institutions that were in fear of the president. What looked like the president was about to conduct some kind of power grab, where he was going to conduct this referendum, despite the fact that the Supreme Court had ruled it illegal, that the Attorney General had ruled it illegal, and that the armed forces refused to participate in it. And then you have people say, well, okay, if that's the case, then we're going to get this guy out of the country. We're going to spirit him away. So what's the United States supposed to do? On the one hand, I think they recognize that perhaps President Zelaya was perhaps up to no good. On the other hand, there's ways to get rid of a president, and perhaps breaking into his bedroom in the middle of the night is not the way you're supposed to do it.
All right. Thank you very much. Speaking to us from the presidential palace in Tegucigalpa, Honduras, Francis Robles of the Miami Herald. Thank you.
Thank you.